This is the lesson, this is first lesson, Psalms 104, verses 24 through 34. How many are your works, Lord? In your wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is a sea vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro. The leaven which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food and the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew their face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to you, Lord, all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord.
The second lesson comes from Acts 2, 1 through 13 and 42 through 47. When the day of the Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors of Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
The third lesson comes from John 15, 26 to 27, and verse 16, 4 to 15. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. "When the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that when their time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of the world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. The word of God, the word of life.
Thanks be to God. And you may be seated. And let me invite you to take the little confirmation booklet that you find in your bulletin. On the first page of it, you'll find a little summary of what the ministry of confirmation is in our church here at Edgebrook, as well as in the Evangelical Covenant Church. It's a two-year program of study this year. The students were going through the Hebrew Scriptures, the Old Testament. And so what you'll find in the booklet is a little autobiography of each of the students, which they have written. And they're going to read those before you now, so I invite you to follow along. But as part of this preparation for today, a Bible verse was selected for them that spoke about a character of God that comes from the Old Testament that uses the words, I am. Remembering that is, of course, the name that God gives to Moses as the Lord, I am who I am. These verses were selected with each student in mind, and they were asked to reflect on them, and so they share that in their reading. So please follow along as Ben Shepherd begins with his story.
I am Ben Shepherd, and I'm your local artist, food vacuum, and gamer. I enjoy playing all kinds of video games, drawing, eating, and sleeping. I also like playing with my ever-expanding Lego collection. I really like jelly beans, except for the butter popcorn and black licorice-flavored ones. My family includes my dad, Scott, my mom, Patty, and my sister, Daniela. We live in Skokie, and I am in eighth grade at Shute Middle School. I will be going to Evanston Township High School in the fall. I look forward to graphic design and cartooning classes. I like to laugh and enjoy making bad puns. I will punderstand if you don't like my jokes. I tend to crack up for no reason. My humor makes it easier for people to approach me. I make jokes without really thinking about it. I am Ben Shepherd, and I am a ham. I think what it means when God says, I'm your deliverer, 2 Samuel 22:2, is that through thick and thin, he stays with me. He guides me through tough and dangerous situations. He helps me emerge from them, maybe with some bruises, but never completely destroyed. I am constantly protected by his power and his love. No matter where I go or what I do, he is always with me. I have seen God's protection in big and small things. For example, when I went camping and there was a bad hailstorm one night, it wasn't safe to stay at the campsite. My scout troop had to go to a nearby shelter. God protected us and provided us with a safe place to stay that night. This is just one example where I felt God was with me.
I'm Kylie McCants, and I'm 14 years old, graduating from McHenry Middle School on Thursday, May 24th. My favorite sports are dance and volleyball, but most of all, I love singing. Earlier this month, my select choir had the opportunity to sing and go to Great America. We received first place overall in our school's conference. I've always really liked school. My favorite subject is language arts because I love reading and writing. Other than dancing and singing, I love to hang out with my friends in my free time. God says, I am your strength and your shield. Psalms 28, verse 7. What this means to me is that God will be my strength to pick me up when I am sad and be my shield to block me from the hate in the world. This verse means a lot to me because I know that he will always be there guiding me in the right direction.
My name is Carly Creeth, and I'm 13 years old. I'm in the 7th grade at Wildwood School. I have two siblings, Lindsay, who is 15, and Jacob, who is 11, who I both love and dislike sometimes. I enjoy playing softball and basketball. I play softball for Windy City Thunder. I'm a catcher, and I also play third base in the outfield. I play basketball for Over the Edge, where we practice twice a week and play one-day tournaments on the weekends. I've been in the school band for 2 years, and I play the clarinet. I'm not the best at it, but it's fun learning how to play an instrument. I also play on my school basketball team and volleyball team. I've been in Girl Scouts for many years. Our troop has girls from Wildwood and St. Mary's, which is the Catholic school across the street. We do activities and service projects once a month. Some of my favorite activities this year were spending the weekend at White Pines Ranch, where we rode and groomed horses, and when we made tables for the Ronald McDonald House. I like hanging out with my friends at the mall or the park on the weekends. I'm extremely scared of spiders, but when I'm older, I would like to study zoology and exotic animals. This summer, I'm going to Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri with my friends and family. I'm super excited. We went to Punta Cana with the same group of friends last year for spring break, and it was so much fun doing all the different activities. For example, swimming, playing beach volleyball, and walking around and exploring. My favorite part of the trip was scuba diving because I got to see so much sea life, and I've never done that before. God tells me, I'm your Redeemer who formed you in the womb, Isaiah 44:24. To me, this means that God is so significant that he has worked so hard on every individual to make them the best in their womb. When he claims that he is our Redeemer, I believe that he redeems us by giving us his son, Jesus. This price he paid to redeem us was his own life. He made everyone for a specific reason, and he redeems us so that there is good in our life. When God claims that his love is redeeming, I feel that it is very bold for God to say that he is willing to forgive all of our sins. Is initially hard to believe, and it's so powerful. I also have a feeling of joy because this lets me know that he will forever love me, but at the same time, he wants me to get good decision, follow in his footsteps, and be a role model to others. His love has surrounded me since I was born, and he continues to surround me. This year, confirmation has been very fun, and I've definitely learned a lot since the beginning of the year. Confirmation class has opened up different sections of the Bible that I've never read before. Our talks in class are very educational and have made me think about the life that God has planned for me. I do have to admit, memorization is my least favorite part.
I am Matthew Gonzalez, and I am a very active young teenage boy. I love playing dodgeball and like hanging out with my friends. My favorite color is green. My favorite food is my grandma's steak. I really dislike being bored, and yeah, I am Matthew Gonzalez. God tells me I am your helper and sustainer. What that means to me is that I know God will help me in times of need, and he will supply me with all I need, and he will be with me forever. God will give me optimism when I feel discouraged and when I need hope in the face of defeat. God has given me happiness in moments when I was very depressed and had lost faith in life. He has been by my side and has protected me even once when I should have died a long time ago.
Okay. I'm Hannah Lind, and I am someone who plays volleyball, basketball, and piano. My favorite food is salmon, mashed potatoes, and broccoli. I love math, history, and the cook and bake. Christmas is my favorite holiday because we always travel to see family. And I go to Emerson Middle School in Park Ridge, and I will go to Maine South High School. My favorite animal is either a fish or a dog, which I have. And my favorite color is orange. My favorite day is the week is Sunday because I love going to church. God tells me I am your reward in Genesis 15:1. I am your reward means that because I have walked with God my whole life and I've committed myself and strengthened my faith over the years, God's great love and everlasting life that we have in him is our reward or gift from God. God is so amazing and kind that even though we get the gift of joy and faith for loving God, we get the greatest reward in return, his everlasting love.
I am Maddie Oliva, and I am weird, kind, caring, and loving. What makes me who I am is my personality. I know I may have some anger issues, but that's the way God made me. I am smart and loyal, but two of my most important things that make me who I am are my family and my music. Without those two things in my life, I don't know who I would be. My family has been through my ups and downs and encouraged me to do things that I thought I was not capable of doing. And without this church, I don't know if I would be as connected to God as much as I am right now. God tells me I'm your advocate in chapter 16, verse 19. What this means to me is that God will be there every step of the way. At one point in my life, I realized that God will always be there to catch me when I fall. When I got bullied, I would always pray to God that if the bullying would stop. Some days got better, but some days got worse. When I prayed to God, I felt that he was going to make things better and he would try his best to help me. Now I realize that when my friends say I have my back, they actually don't. But the person who I know that does is God.
Your story with us this morning, and as we go through coffee hour and in the weeks ahead, you hear how interesting each of these young students are, and I would encourage you to spend some time getting to know them better. Now we're going to receive your gifts given back to God in the form of tithes and offerings, and I would invite the ushers to please come forward and wait on God's people.
Church, let me invite you to stand once again and join me in singing our doxology.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fly this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be
And so let's pray. With a lot of gratitude in our hearts, O God, we dedicate these tithes and offerings to you, knowing that they come from you as gifts that we have received and that have blessed us, and that it is now our privilege to return a portion back to you. We ask for your blessing upon them, upon each one who is gathered here today, as we seek to give our lives as gifts back to you, the giver of all good gifts and the giver of life itself. This we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated.